Sample speaking role play for dentists. Mouthguard. Good morning. I'm Dr. Jenkins, one of the dentists at this practice. How can I help you today?
Hi. Well, I've come to see you about my son, Mark. He's injured his front teeth.
Oh. Can you tell me exactly how it happened?
Well, he was playing rugby with his brother in the backyard. I think his brother accidentally kneed him in the mouth. And I'm really worried that there may be some permanent damage to his teeth.
All right. When did the accident happen?
Yesterday afternoon, about 4 o'clock.
All right. And has it been causing him any pain or discomfort?
It has, actually, yes. He wouldn't eat any solid food last night. He said it was a bit difficult for him to chew. So we gave him some soup, and I've brought him up here first thing this morning.
All right. Well, Let me have a look. Okay. I've got some good news for you. Based on my examination, and including the x-ray, there isn't any permanent damage to his teeth.
Oh, that's a relief.
Yes, it's good news. The teeth aren't dislocated or broken, but there is minor injury to the ligaments.
I see. Is that what's causing Mark's pain at the moment?
Yes, that's right. It is quite normal, and the pain and mobility of the teeth will subside in a couple of weeks.
Okay, that's good.
I'll give your son an anti-inflammatory medication, which will help relieve the pain. Mm-hmm. It's also important that he avoids using the injured teeth as much as possible until the symptoms are gone.
How do we do that?
Well, for the moment, it's a good idea to avoid hard foods such as nuts, hard lollies, chewing on bones, that sort of thing.
Okay, I see. And what about cereals and sandwiches?
That should be fine. Now, I would like to talk to you about protection. We do need to provide protection, especially as he gets older and, you know, the games get more competitive. So I would recommend that he wears a mouth guard, and that's going to protect not only his teeth, but also soft tissue such as the lips, tongue, and gum.
Okay.
Your son was lucky this time because there was no permanent damage.
Yeah, he sure was.
Sometimes with these sorts of injuries, it's possible to, you know, have a tooth fracture, dislocation, and even more serious jawbone fractures. So protection is very important, as I said.
Oh, really? I didn't realize so many things could happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I strongly suggest he wears a mouth guard while playing rugby. There are two kinds of mouth guards available. Would you like me to tell you about that?
Yes, certainly.
Well, one is a stock mouth guard, which you can buy from the chemist or a sports store. These are known as boil and bite mouth guards. The other type is a custom-made mouth guard, which we can have made here in the clinic.
Okay, so what's the difference?
Well, with boil and bite mouth guards, as the name suggests, you place the mouthguard in boiling water, and once the plastic is soft, your son can bite down on the mouthguard and it will mould the softened plastic to fit around his teeth. It's cheaper. However, it may not be as comfortable to wear as a custom-made mouthguard.
Oh, I see.
Now, the custom-made mouthguard will provide a better fit, it's more comfortable, and I believe it provides better protection than the boil and bite mouth guards.
And is it more expensive than the boil and bite mouth guard?
Well, it is, but it's worth it, especially if your son plays a lot of sport.
All right, and what's the procedure?
Well, first we need to take an impression. This will ensure that the mouth guard fits tightly around the teeth so that it cannot fall out.
And how long does that take?
Well, we can have it ready for you in about 2 weeks.
I see. Mark mentioned that some of the other boys at school have different coloured mouth guards.
Yes, well, that's another advantage, because with custom-made mouthguards, we can certainly do that. Lots of children now have coloured mouthguards made in their favourite team's colours.
Oh, well, he will like that.
Do you have any other questions?
Yes. Mark is a growing boy, so I wonder how long the mouthguard will fit him for.
That's a good question. Over the next few years, you may need to replace the mouthguard fairly regularly, say on a yearly basis, because the mouthguard may become too tight for your son's teeth. When that happens, you can bring him here and we'll make a new one to fit the new shape of his mouth.
Okay, and how do we look after the mouthguard?
All you need to do is rinse it with cold water before using it. Don't use hot water, as it could cause the mouthguard to lose its shape. A soft toothbrush with a gentle toothpaste or mouthwash can also be used to clean and disinfect it after use.
Right. Well, we can do that.
Okay. Well, Mrs. Jones, if you like, you can wait outside in reception and I'll take the impression for Mark.
Great. Thank you.